on the phone talking with comedian Dan St. Paul. Of course, our Dan St. Paul ticket window is going on all day today. He is going to be at the Stephanie H. Weil Center tomorrow. Welcome back to Sheboygan once again, Dan.
I am so happy to be here, man. I cannot get walnut-encrusted walleye on the West Coast, and I know I can in Sheboygan.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, it's the food that brings you back. It's the fact your car won't start because it's too cold that keeps you here is usually the way we work that out.
I hope that doesn't happen to me.
Well, you can hope. I mean,
I can hope. I've been in Green Bay since yesterday, and I haven't gone out and tried to start my car yet, so fingers crossed.
All right. Definitely a good idea. Now, you're bringing around, this is an all-new show.
Yeah, this is a show about me. I mean, most of it is new. Some of it may have come from my act from maybe the last time somebody had seen me. But the fact of the matter is that as I'm getting older, all my material is about me, and it's about me, things happening to a guy my age. And so that's kind of like what's going to. I moved it into theaters now because I find that people my age prefer going to theaters than they do to clubs.
Oh, definitely. Well, and Weil Center, definitely a nice place to be putting on a show. So what's funny after 50? I guess I would have to ask the natural question, what is funny after 50?
Nothing, if you deny it. but if you embrace your inner codger, then your body can be an endless source of amusement.
Definitely.
You know, all kinds of weird stuff, you know? I mean, I felt a vibration in my pocket the other day, so I reached for my phone, and it wasn't there. My leg was vibrating, and my leg's not even signed up with Verizon. So I don't know what's going on inside of my body anymore. I reached for my phone today, my cell phone. I reached for my phone today to make a phone call. I expected to hear a dial tone. I don't know why, but weird stuff like that is happening to me. I put a cup of coffee in the microwave to warm it up. When it went ding, I opened the refrigerator door. Is it just me? Because that's what I'm really trying to find out. I'm looking for a support group more than I'm performing a comedy show.
Well, that's all right. I've reached for my phone once in a while. I hope for the rotary motion, you know, to be able to dial the phone that way rather than pushing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're going way back now. But I remember those. I remember when, you know, here's the weird thing. I can't remember where I left my keys, yet I can tell you that Quick Draw McGraw had an alter ego named El Cabong. See, I can tell you that, but I don't know where my keys are. And that's what really makes me crazy.
Well, you know? So, I mean, we tend to remember the important things in life.
I guess my keys are no longer important, but Quick Draw McGraw will forever be a big animated person in my history.
I was going to ask, is it challenging being out on the road?
Well, I mean, you know, you tell me. It's Wisconsin in January. I'm sure it's challenging for everybody. you know, it's challenging in the fact that I love to be home. I love my wife. I love my son. You know, I love being away from them. Is not something I like to do. But people just won't come to my house and watch me perform, so I have to go out to their places of gathering and do my little my skits. But I enjoy being on the road. I do. It's part of who I am. It's in my DNA. I've been doing it for 32 years, so I'm used to it. And I always love coming out and performing live. It's the best thing. It's way better than anything on TV or film. It's getting that immediate contact from people coming up to you after the show and saying, I want my money back. That's an incredible thing. They can't do that in a movie.
Well, they can try, but generally the results aren't great.
They can't find me. I'm nowhere near you.
Exactly. All right. Well, yep. So, again, Dan, do you want to give out your address, or should people just come to the Weil Center on Friday night?
Come to the Weil Center. I'll be there tomorrow night. And are we recording this the same day?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, yeah, I will be there on the 17th, which also happens to be my birthday, so come out and celebrate my birthday.
Oh, wow. So it's the Dan St. Paul birthday show.
It's the Dan St. Paul birthday show as well. I'm celebrating the fact that I'm yet one more year alive on this earth, miraculously enough.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the time, Dan, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, Otto. Thanks.